Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Geeks Podcast. I'm Alex, here with my buddy Pat. I'm just going to go over the NFL games for this week like we normally do real quickly. For you guys, it's a little late this week. We're recording on Friday. Normally we get to it on Thursday, but it's been a kind of a hectic week with everything. Pat's been snowed in and all that, so.
Yeah, 3 days, so.
Yep. All right, well, Thursday night, well, for first to update us on the records, we both had the same picks last week, and we're 10-6. Just kind of below our standards, but there were some weird games last week.
With yeah.
Pittsburgh losing, and New England losing to Miami, Minnesota losing to Arizona, all that. So, but anyway, so Thursday night we had the Pittsburgh-Cleveland game, which I'm sure most of you guys have heard about by now. But Pittsburgh lost for I think the fifth time in a row. Bringing them to 6-7, and looks like they're out of the playoffs, which is kind of disappointing for the defending champs.
Yeah, kind of not what a person is expecting. And even though, I mean, they're missing Troy Polamalu, and they're really a different team without him, you would still expect better from them.
Yeah.
So. And we both picked Pittsburgh before the game, so.
Yeah, I know. I wish you could go back on that one. I don't think anybody could reasonably pick Cleveland.
No, on the Dan Patrick radio show, Mick Lovin, I don't know if you watch or listen to it much, but Mick Lovin, one of the guys on it, he picked Cleveland, but I think it was just to, you know, just because if he got it right, he'd seem like a genius.
Yeah, that's true.
He got it, and he got to throw dodgeballs at someone for
minute. Did you get to watch any of it?
Nope, NFL Network.
Oh,
games.
Yeah, NFL Network. I got to actually watch most of the second half, and Cleveland played really well, just more than what I've seen from them this year against the Ravens. It was pretty impressive, actually. They weren't doing much offensively, but they didn't need to because the defense was pretty, like, they were stopping them everywhere. Roethlisberger looked clueless the whole time. It's pretty pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's strange. I haven't really seen that out of him too much. He's usually,
yeah,
you know,
and they sacked him. I think 5 or 6 times at least. So, all right. Well, first game on Sunday, we got New Orleans at Atlanta.
As much as I'd like to pick against them, I'm going to take the Saints here again. Matt Ryan and Michael Turner are both game time decisions. So that's not a good thing for Atlanta. So.
Yep, I'm going to agree with you. I was looking at the point scored stat. It's like my favorite stat for New Orleans. New Orleans has scored 440 points this year, and the next best is 359, which is the Vikings.
Wow.
And
wow.
Atlanta's lost 5 of 7, so I
yeah.
like Jones.
And New Orleans struggles on the road, but that's more outdoor games, and this is a dome game, so.
Yeah.
All
right, and then Detroit at Baltimore?
I'll go Baltimore. They've been kind of on the, as you well are well aware of, been on the wrong losses lately, but.
Yeah.
You know, that's a 6th rank, so you don't even need the 6th rank defense in Detroit, but it'll help, so.
Yeah, I'm going to go with my Ravens, too. It's been a disappointing season, obviously. Some of the high expectations have not been met. So, did you hear about Terrell Suggs?
No.
He got some chick that filed a restraining order against him and filed, like, a $70 million lawsuit.
Ouch. What'd he do?
I guess some domestic violence or something, but I don't know. I think she's just trying to get money, because I think they settled it already, and she's going to get, like, $35,000 a month.
Ah, one of those situations.
Yeah, so... I don't know.
So what are you thinking about the chances? It helps Pittsburgh losing, obviously.
Yeah,
but,
Pittsburgh losing is definitely good, but, I mean, we got to win out, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll
see. No chance at the end of AFC North, really.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I think if Cincinnati wins this week, they clinch, so they just got to win one more to seal the deal.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, Green Bay at Chicago.
Oh, Green Bay. They're playing really well right now and are looking to be in a pretty good spot for that wild card position. And, you know, Rodgers is a top 5 quarterback in a lot of areas, and that's including leading the league in sacks, which you don't want, but playing well. So.
Yeah, I like Green Bay, too. As far as the sack thing goes, I think they've been kind of working on that Monday night against Baltimore. Baltimore usually pretty good pass rush. They weren't really able to get to him much, and he's been getting out there to the receivers pretty quickly and throwing it all over the place, so I definitely like them.
Yeah, good sign for them. Is that a team you think could put together a little playoff run, possibly?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, it seems like they don't get a lot of coverage, I guess, for some reason. You know, and that the whole Favre thing kind of died down. You don't really hear about Green Bay, but they're definitely a good team.
Yeah, they are. And I think if that offensive line was good and healthy all year, I think there'd be a lot more talk about them. But yeah, there just hasn't been. So
definitely. All right, and then Seattle at Houston.
Well, both teams are 5-7, I noticed, but I think Houston's a much better 5-7 team, and
yeah,
I'll pick them. They can't win close games, but this one really shouldn't be close. So.
Yep, I like Houston too there. Like you said, they have the same record, but it's not really – it's not the same. You know, Seattle's in a crappy division, and, you know, Houston has lost some close games to the Colts and some other good teams, so I like them there. And then a good matchup this week, Denver at Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to take the Colts. I really wanted to do like an upset special here,
yeah,
but I just can't, because I think a big part of it is it's at Indianapolis and they're looking to lock up sooner than later the home field advantage, and I just don't think Denver's going to be able to go in there and stop them.
Yeah, that's my thoughts exactly. I think they might – do they clinch the home if they win this week?
They might, because that'd be 13-0.
They'd be 13-0, and then the next best, I believe it would be –
San Diego or Cincinnati. Diego. If they win, it'd be 10-3.
Yeah, so.
So they'd be three games back. Yeah, no, that would do it.
So they probably just want to win this one and then take it easy the rest of the year. So yeah, I like them against Denver. Denver's still gonna obviously make the playoffs more than hopefully for them. So
yeah,
maybe they'll get another shot at them later. All right, and then Miami at Jacksonville.
Yes. I'm going to take Miami. Kind of a good wild card implication game here for really both teams are kind of still in the hunt. And looked at the strength of schedule, they have the toughest strength of schedule in the NFL this year and came off a big win against the Patriots. So I'm going to give them the nod.
Yeah, I like Miami too. Jacksonville, actually, I think they would have the last wild card spot if it ended today at 7-5.
Okay.
Hopefully they'll get beat this week by Miami and then Ravens can slide in there.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Next up, we got Buffalo at Kansas City.
Yeah, a thriller right here. I'm going to take Buffalo, I guess, a battle of teams that are both last in their respective divisions. I'll go Buffalo.
All right, I'll go Buffalo too. Kansas City has allowed a third most points this year, so defense not good for them. And Buffalo offensively, I think Terrell Owens is having a couple good weeks in a row here. So.
Yeah, he's picking it up lately and not talking about it. So
yeah, we haven't heard from him. Surprised. I figured when if he ever had a good week, we'd be hearing from him. But
yeah, I just can't. I don't know what happened. I can't believe he hasn't been talking. I mean, considering how much he complained when he was on much better teams than this one. So
yeah,
he's a new man.
I don't know. Interesting guy.
Yeah.
All right, next up, Cincinnati at Minnesota. Another pretty good game.
Yeah, pretty good game here. I'm going to give the nod again to the Vikings, I think, partly because it's at home, hoping that they learned from mistakes the last game. And kind of read on ESPN, a couple different people said Arizona's really built to beat a team like Minnesota, and I just don't think Cincy is as much. So I'm going to go Vikings in this one.
Yeah, as much as I'd like to go against you here, I'm going to go with Minnesota too. It's at home for them, and I just don't think they'll lose two in a row. You know, you usually don't see a good team like this drop two straight after they lost to Arizona last week.
Yeah, and I think there's something. This happened last year too, and Adrian Peterson has not been himself the last few weeks, and he's always on the injury report with that ankle. And I think it's bugging him more than they're letting off, and maybe that's part of the strategy, but I don't think he's even close to 100% right now. So
yeah, could be.
I don't know if they rest him a little bit. So
yeah.
But.
So. All right. And then Carolina at New England?
I'll take the Patriots. I think both these teams are a disappointment in their own way. I mean, I think Patriots still go on to make the playoffs, but really aren't the team they have been the past few years. And Carolina should have been a playoff team this year, but they just aren't good. So.
Yeah. I'm going to go with New England, too. They're kind of on the verge of maybe losing their playoff spot. I think they're 7-5, and Miami and the Jets are both 6-6. So they got to start kick it up a notch if they're going to maintain that status. So.
Yeah, and they're New England's 1-5 on the road. So.
Yikes. Yeah, they need to definitely win that one at home then. So. Mm-hmm. All right, and then New York Jets at Tampa Bay.
Yeah, another stellar matchup. I'll take the Jets. Tampa's got that one improbable win against the Packers and have one of the worst offenses and defenses in the league. So.
Yep, same here. Not much to talk about with Tampa Bay. They're kind of definitely down.
Yeah.
All right. Do you think that's one of the teams that could get moved? I know we had talked about that earlier in the year about teams getting shipped away. I'm not sure what their fan base is like, but the way they've struggled, and it just seems like they don't have much of an identity.
Yeah, I don't know. How many years are they removed from Super Bowl? Is that...
That was a fluke.
Yeah, that was.
It's been 6 or 7 years, I think.
I don't know. Well, if they do move, I hope they bring back the cool Buccaneer ship at whatever stadium they go to. I guess their name hasn't been tossed out, but that's a good point. I wouldn't see why. I mean, they talk Jacksonville because there's too many teams in Florida. Well, you know, Tampa Bay is in Florida. So, that's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really heard much talk about that lately, you know, with the whole L.A. thing, but it seems like they might be a candidate for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking right now, they're towards the bottom of the league in attendance. So.
Yeah, I wonder if there's any ties, if the owner has some real specific ties to the area, which is why their name hasn't been brought up before.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, next up we got, another St. Louis at Tennessee. Anything with St. Louis in it?
I'll give the win to Tennessee. They got interrupted in their little 5-game win streak, but pretty good game to get back on track. So.
Yep, same here. They're 5-7 right now, which means they're kind of on the outside looking in for the playoffs. But you got to think they'll, at least keep trying and get the win at St. Louis.
Yeah, they're keeping it interesting. Anybody can appreciate that. So.
Yeah, that AFC, those last couple. Well, the wild card spots are kind of. There's a lot of teams that have a chance to make it.
Yeah, it's gonna. I mean, the top team, like the Colts, they're gonna be able to coast, but the other teams are gonna have to kind of keep their foot on the pedal throughout here. So.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. There's looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 teams with between 7 and 5 wins. So, it's a lot still to be decided.
Definitely.
All right, and then next up we got Washington at Oakland.
Ooh. I'm going to take Oakland. I think I said going back to the first game of this year, I watched the whole game against San Diego, and at that point I said they didn't really look that bad. And I know they've had a lot of losses, but as expected, and they're not as bad as I think or that a lot of people may think they are. But that being said, Washington has just lost by 3 points to both New Orleans and Philly. So it's kind of I've picked Oakland more times, I think, than Washington, so I'll pick them again. So.
All right. I'm actually going to go with Washington here. I like, obviously they played well against the Saints last week, probably well enough to win, if not for a couple of that fluky little touchdown return off the fumble or the interception. Mm-hmm. That was the craziest thing I've ever seen. And then their defense is pretty good. They're have some injuries. Clinton Portis is talking about retiring. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I guess it's because I listened to some of that Washington sports stuff. But yeah, he's gotten hurt. He was like they put him on IR, I think, and he's kind of he seems kind of depressed.
Oh, I don't know.
All right, San Diego at Dallas.
I'm gonna give it to the Chargers. Both are division leaders, but I think San Diego is far better division leader than Dallas is. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go with San Diego, too. It seems like they're kind of coming in under the radar this year. Usually they're one of the more hyped-up teams, and I think it might be good for them to not be getting all that attention this year and maybe make a playoff run.
Yeah, a little different angle of approach for them. I looked up some stats on Romo because a lot of people talk about how bad he is in December, and I guess I just always believed it. And look it up, and in December in his career, he's thrown 17 touchdowns to 19 interceptions. And if you go back a month to November, his touchdown to interception ratio is 41-12. So just a dive bomb. December. So.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see what happens with them.
Yeah, and he's resuming his snap holding duties.
Yeah, I heard that. Extra points. Is that maybe not a good idea?
Yeah, I seem
don't
to
they have somebody else that can do that?
Yeah, I seem to have this remembering, that's not a word, but this vision of him kind of screwing up a pretty big game. So.
Yeah, definitely. All right, and then Sunday night, Pretty good division game. Philadelphia at the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take Philly, right? And I think they're playing better right now. I think the Giants might be getting a little too much credit for beating a Dallas team that I think is overrated. And the last time these two teams met, the Giants got spanked 17-40. So.
Yeah, I'm actually going to pick the Giants. They got a win last week, and I think maybe they're hopefully realizing that they gotta turn on the Jets if they want to make the playoffs.
Maybe turn it around a little bit.
And at home there, up there in the at the Meadowlands.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a close division, so it's always a good game when the rivalry's there.
Yeah, definitely. And it's the Sunday night game.
So. Yeah, always a good Sunday night game, man.
Yes.
All right, and then Monday Night Football, we got Arizona at San Francisco.
I think I'll go Arizona. They played really well. I mean, almost a perfect game against the Vikings.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe a little bit of a concern over a letdown game, especially against San Fran, who's kind of been pesky to good teams all year. But I think Arizona's going to stay on track and keep it up and win this game.
Yep, I'm going to have to agree with you there. San Francisco started out real well, and then they've kind of struggled since then. So you never know what might happen, but you got to like that the Arizona offense. They've kind of been clicking the last few weeks. So
definitely.
All right, well, that wraps it up for the game schedule for this week. It's week 14. That means we only got three more weeks of regular season left after this.
Crazy.
It's pretty sad.
By.
Sad. Yeah. And then what? We got NBA. Ugh.
NBA regular season. Ugh. Nothing beats. Yeah, no.
Ugh. All right, well, it's time to talk a little fantasy football. Firstly, I just want to thank everyone that participated in our fantasy football league this year. It was pretty good season. We're at the playoffs right now, and there's six of us in there starting this week. Pat, unfortunately, did not make the playoffs.
I did not. I do want to point out, though, and I can look. I think I had a top three in points, though,
yeah,
so I got the shaft. I can't play fantasy defense, so I guess that's my
point. I know. You should have my spot. I don't really deserve it.
Well, thanks for saying that, but, you know.
I know where you're at, though. In my other league, I was third in points and, like, ninth by record.
It happens. Oh, I think there's probably a team or two in every league it happens to.
Disaster.
And this year we decided to, in our other league where we put money on it, we said the person with the most points at the end of the regular season will get some, just, you know, at that, for the motivation of that.
Yeah.
And this year it happened to be the guy with the best record anyway. But, yeah, it's there's always somebody in that spot. So
yeah. There's nothing you can do, really, except be depressed. All
right.
Right. Well, I guess let's go through last week, the top fantasy players. If this is your first time listening, what we try to do is pick who we think will be the number one fantasy player at each position, and we usually fail. It's impossible.
Yes.
Last week, the number one fantasy quarterback was Tony Romo. Can you guess who number two was?
Chad Henning.
You'll never get Bruce Gronkowski.
Ooh.
26 points. Unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
All right. Number one running back was Brandon Jacobs. Number one wide receiver was Robert Meacham, who we talked about earlier, had that fluky where Brees threw the interception, then he like ripped the ball out of the defender's hands and took it for a touchdown. I guess that went to him, which is crazy. And then number one tight end was JerMichael Finley from the Packers. So who do you think is going to be number one at quarterback this week?
I'm going to have to go with Drew Brees here, just indoor game. They're still, I don't see them letting off quite yet. Get a few more wins before they might think of that, so I'll take Drew Brees.
All right, I'm going to go with Kurt Warner. I liked what I saw from them last week. It seems like they had struggled early in the year offensively. I remember watching a couple games where Kurt looked like he was real pissed off, but it seems like they've kind of got it together.
Yeah.
I like what they've been doing. Running back.
Go Chris Johnson again. I mean, indoors against the Rams, that's two things that are good for a speedy running back.
All right, I'm going to go with my boy Ray Rice. They're playing at home against Detroit, so I think he'll be getting a good fair share of carries.
Yep.
And, you know, with the, it looks like it might actually snow for that game, so probably just be trying to keep it on the ground as much as they can.
Sure.
Then wide receiver?
You know, I'm going to go Ocho Cinco here. I think partly because I know from watching the Vikings, their secondary is a little bit suspect. And he also said he wants to take the Vikings horns off our mascot if he scores a touchdown. That the Viking mascot is probably three times the size of Ocho Cinco, so I'd like to see him try it. So
did you see he got fined again?
Yeah, it's
Someone pointed out on Twitter that we should do like a chart where we graph all of his fines.
It's weekly, and you know, I kind of like, you know, what he said. I listened to an interview and he said he's not hurting anybody. He's not mean spirited in it. He's fun with it. He's actually really promoting the league, and he kind of challenged the league. Find a time when I misrepresented the league in a bad and he's not. I mean, he's not getting in trouble with drugs or guns on a Cincinnati team that is full of that.
Yeah, he doesn't go out to the club or whatever. He just goes to plays video games online with his fans.
Yeah,
or whatever.
I think kind of harmless what he's been doing.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well. All right, and then tight end. Oh, I forgot to do my wide receiver. I'm going to go with Andre Johnson. All right, and then who you got at tight end?
I'll take the big man Antonio Gates. I'm just on fire lately. Last week he had 8 catches for 167 yards, so I'll take him again. So.
All right, I'm going to go with Vernon Davis. They're playing against – or San Francisco's playing against Arizona. If they want any chance to win, they're going to have to be tossing around quite a bit to keep up with Larry Fitzgerald and company. So, he's been kind of a beast this year. I think he's number one fantasy tight end.
Yeah, he's had some monster games, multi-touchdown games.
So, all right, well, that does it for this week. You got anything else you want to mention?
I think that should about do it.
All right, well.
Actually, no, I do have one other thing. I was going to give a quick shout-out to Scotty. It's on Twitter, at S-C-H-O-T-T-E-Y. I was on his live radio show this past Sunday talking football, college football, and thanked him for getting me on there and promoting our site a little bit, so.
All right, yeah, that was cool. I enjoyed listening to that. All right, well, thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to hit us up on Twitter. It's at the Sports Geeks, and make sure you're visiting the site looking for some blog posts. We're working on some stuff, we promise, even though it's been a while. And thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week.